KQED.
We're going to turn now to immigration. Advocates are scrambling to provide legal help for 150 people in Northern and Central California arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers this week. KQED's Julie Small reports that finding attorneys is much harder in some places than others.
As protesters encircled ICE's San Francisco field office Wednesday, Hamid Yazdanpana with the Northern California Rapid Response Network said his immigration lawyers got turned away.
We had a group of attorneys go into the building right now, and they were told that they would not be given any information about anyone that was picked up in the last couple of days.
A spokesman for ICE said because of the protest, detainees were processed in Stockton instead of San Francisco. Yazdanpana says it's critical for lawyers to see detainees quickly, especially those who've been deported before.
They can be deported in a matter of hours without any third-party oversight or intervention. It's essentially ICE doing paperwork.
ICE agents arrested people in the Bay Area, the Central Coast, and the Central Valley. But while big cities have lots of immigration attorneys, not so in places like Fresno. Cynthia Rice with California Rural Legal Assistance says the people she serves have a harder time finding representation.
And unlike Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, Santa Clara County, there is not a large bar of immigration attorneys who are available.
People in ICE custody are not entitled to a government-appointed attorney if they can't find their own. Rice says attorneys in the bigger cities sometimes will take cases in rural areas. Other times, people facing deportation go without legal help. For the California Report, I'm Julie Small.